ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to Let's Talk About The Husband with me, Stephen Bailey.
And me, Zoe Lyons.
Oh, what is this pop? Say the goddamn next bit.
The next bit, okay, I'll hold the reins. This is your favourite podcast where we talk about pop culture in a cultural way. I've changed it around today, Stephen.
Well, do you know what? It's nice to keep it fresh for people.
Isn't it? Even if it's just for us. Just keep it fresh, keep it alive, keep it relevant. I'm all about being relevant these days.
Do you think that comes with age?
Yeah, I think it does.
Do you think you went through a stage where you didn't give a shit about being relevant? Because I honestly don't care at the minute.
Do you feel you are relevant? I mean, you're relevant
no.
to me.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah, I'd miss you if you weren't there, but I get what you're saying. I suppose maybe I'm in the minority.
Have you seen that show, White Lotus?
Yes.
So I feel like that's how I want to live my life now. I just want to go to the White Lotus and like live around and, you know, have a nice holiday. Maybe.
Which one? The one in Italy or the one...
Yeah, I think the Sicily one for me.
Yes.
And I think Theo James that was in it, who, you know, was really hot. I'd like an affair with him.
Okay.
I'm going through that stage of my life where I keep dreaming about an affair. Sorry, Rich, but I mean, I've not done it, but I just keep dreaming about it.
I think that's quite normal.
Do you think? Yeah, I was talking to my friend about this last night. They've been married for years. And they were like, yeah, we think about it all the time.
Yeah, I think you've got to sort of, well, it's good to imagine what that would be like, because often when you actually do think that through, you go, oh God, no, that would never work. Oh no.
Well, the issue with me, I'm so oversexed these days, like dead below the nipples, that that's the whole point of an affair, isn't it? You can't have an affair just to cuddle. Can you?
No, well, I guess not. I suppose the idea of an affair is that it is sort of sexually charged, yes.
Yeah.
As opposed
to... I don't want
to
do that with anyone.
No, I mean, it's just... It's messy in so many ways. So many ways.
Yeah, and you'd have to do the bedding and stuff just to, like, not disrespect. Like, there's a lot of admin with it. And, so that's what my brain's been thinking about this week, actually, is just being like... Oh, can I have an affair today? I think the only person I would have an affair with is, I'm going to bring them up as I always do, and it's going to make you sad, the Attitude Awards. I think if there was someone at the Attitude Awards,
yeah,
but like a good level of celebrity, like they have to be more famous.
Than
like,
you.
They can't be like my level or below. I mean, that's just like sleeping with like Pam the Butcher. Do you know what I mean?
I mean this with all due respect, Stephen, that's not going to be hard to find somebody more famous than you at the Attitude Awards.
The hard bit is not that. That is not the hard bit. I concur with you. The hard bit is getting that person to want to have sex with someone as low brow as me.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
That is
that's
the difficulty.
True. What would you be, a charity shag?
I think they'd just be so shit-faced and think I was Tom Allen shag.
Okay, fair enough, yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe I could go back brunette and convince them I'm Rylan.
What I have learnt about myself is I'm not a fair material. I'm not. I have a peculiar set of features as well, I think.
What's your peculiar set of features?
My face.
I don't don't know what you mean.
I think it's very niche. I think it's niche, and it's not for everyone. And
yes,
I
it
should,
is. It's for everyone. You're gorgeous. I think I should just be grateful.
No, so not.
You are.
No.
There's lesbians listening to this now, creaming their knickers. Being
oh,
like,
Stephen!
Are we not allowed to say that?
No!
Just because it's rude or it's offensive to lesbians?
No, just because it's rude and it's not even 10 o'clock in the morning.
I know, but someone might be listening to this at like what minute? Do you know how podcasts work? They're not listening right now.
I know that, but it's just for me, for my sensibilities. I feel very delicate. I'm very delicate. God. I've had a tough few days.
So tell me, why are you not a lesbian sweat dream then? Because I don't think you have strange features. I think you have nice features.
I think individually my features would work, but together, collectively, they're not. They don't bond well. They don't bond well at all with each other. I've never been.
You have the confidence of a wasp stuck in someone's house, don't you?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
This is unbelievable.
Yeah. Anyway.
Zoe, you need to look in the mirror and go, I'm gorgeous.
I mean, I can do that, but it's sort of connecting with those words would be, you know, yeah. I mean, you know, it's all right. I've got decent looking forearms.
You've got abs of steel. I've punched them. You've got abs of steel.
Yeah. It's funny,
any lady would be lucky to lick cream off your abs.
Oh, don't. No.
Whipped cream, not dirty cream.
No. Never. I'm so not into food in a sexual way. I just never understood that.
A bit of squirty cream.
No, because I don't have a sweet tooth. Yeah. It would have to be gravy and then it would just be weird. It would be weird.
Oh, I might try that. I love gravy, me.
Yeah, because you did do something kinky with a Frey Bentos.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you still
get
Frey Bentos?
Yeah, I've got one in the cupboard.
Have you?
Yeah.
Richie's how old is it?
Got me one for Christmas. She won it in a raffle and it got passed on to me. Do you know when you go, I don't think you chose to buy this, Kath.
A pie and a tin?
Yeah.
Oh, you can still get them?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. How do you cook a Frey?
They're on the island where they do, like, beans and shit.
How do you cook a Frey Bentos?
Well, you take the lid off.
Yeah.
And you just put it in the oven. It's very simple. It's not very nice.
So I don't think I've ever eaten a Frey Bentos.
Right. Challenge on. Do it.
Okay, next time.
And I'll eat a banana or some fruit or something. I don't like. Papaya.
Okay. Can you get different flavours of Frey Bentos?
I think there's steak and I think there's chicken and mushroom, but I might be lying.
Right,
I think that's right.
Two flavours. Okay. Anyway, I've had a tricky week.
Why?
Well, we are at the time of recording in mid-August and the temperature plummeted to such an extent the other day that I had to resort to putting the heating on.
Right, first of all, we're going through a cost of living crisis. There's no fixed rates, all variable, and it's August. You can't put my dad won't let us put the heating on until November.
No, I spoilt myself. I thought, no, I'm going to treat myself.
How long do you have it on for?
So it was just to take the edge off. And because I was sat at my computer for a while and I got cold hands. I think that's a sign of age, isn't it?
That's impending demise.
I need a little tartan blanket to sling over my legs as I'm sitting here. Anyway, I put the heater on, the boiler on, and it broke. Boiler broke. I think it also had a bit of a crisis. I think the boiler also went, hang on, it's mid-August, what are you doing sticking me on?
Yeah.
And
that's funny.
Flashed up a warning signal, which, well, I did what any sensible handy woman would do. I had a little cry. And then I pressed the reset button, nothing, and had to get a man out and a part needs replaced. And it's costing 700 quid.
700 quid?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, 600 quid for the part and labour and 90 quid for the original call out. That's not sharp,
that is
just shy of 700 quid.
How much is a new boiler? You need
three
to look
grand.
In, Oh, yeah, 700 yeah. quid's a bit better than 300. But, do you know, this is how they get you, because they know we all need a boiler or otherwise we're going to freeze to death, even though this winter, don't even start me on all these energy companies, EDF, E.ON, British Gas, they're all making billions of pounds worth of profits. Do they care if we're freezing our tits off? Do they fuckery? And no. So are they putting any fixed rates on, even though they've announced their £1 billion profits? Are they fuckery? Well, although... So first of all, you remind me of two things. One, I need to put my boiler service in.
Yeah, two, do that. Because I forgot this year and this is what's happened.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I don't know how you book a boiler service in. I've never done that.
Well, you just phone a boiler man and book him in. Well, literally, that's all you do.
Man. I love that you just felt like, who is a boiler man? I'm going to text my
dad
right now.
Well, you Google in your area, boiler man. Go and check a trade or something. It's a plumber. You are a gas registered, Corgi registered plumber. I think it's
my dad used to be a plumber. Now he's retired and his registrations ran out that he won't even do it, which I just think is ridiculous.
Well, your dad will tell you how to book a plumber.
Yeah, I have to. My dad does everything. I'm trying to write material about this, so, because they don't make men nowadays how they used to. And I know someone's going to write me an angry tweet about that, but they don't. My dad came out of me granny's fanny with a spirit level. Do you know what I mean? Whereas I cannot do anything. I can't even digest bread. And my dad can fix anything. If anything happens on the flat, I always buy him a nice present, though, if he does it.
But well, that's good. I can't do anything. We've talked about this before. I once tried to hang a new sort of rail in a bathroom and I caused £2,500 worth of damage.
But can I just say this, though? I think that's because you're an incompetent person. I hope you don't mind me saying, right?
No, accepted.
But I think mine's because of me generation.
Right.
We can't do anything.
Young people don't know anything anymore.
No, but I do blame the schools. I blame the schools. Because... They teach you how to make a pencil holder, but they don't teach you how to build IKEA flat pack. I think that's fucking ridiculous.
Do you know what? I think you're onto something there.
I blame the schools.
Yeah, I think you're onto something there. One lesson a week where you get to use an Allen key or something.
Yeah.
Or learn how to hang a picture.
Every time people used to say, have you got an Allen key? And I was like, well, I don't know an Allen. You know, I thought it was a person.
I think we should all learn how to tile.
Well, yeah, most of us have tiles in our bathroom.
Yeah. My friend tiled her own bathroom, and just the thought of doing that made me feel slightly like I nearly had a nosebleed with anxiety. I was like,
my
God.
My friend, Shanna Banana.
Is that her name?
No, her first name's Shanna, but we call her Shanna Banana. But she has just moved... Well, I won't breach anyone's confidentiality, but she's moved near you.
Oh, yes.
That one I was telling you about, yeah.
Yeah.
She's doing... her whole house self. Her kitchen. She came out of someone with a spirit level. That one. She's done it all herself. I can't even
really?
Say it. Yeah.
You see, I just can't. Right, I'm sitting in my study at the minute, yeah. And I want on one wall, right, I want like a wood effect.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like a den. Is that what they call a den in America?
Yeah, like a den. I want like a wood effect. Yeah, like an 80s den.
I know what you mean.
Yeah. And like, so it'll be my nan cave. I want a nan cave where I can sit in my little nan cave with my blankie over my knee, stopping myself from getting cold. Anyway, you can buy these panels that, you know, they cut them to the right size. And all you have to do is stick them on the wall. And I'm terrified even to do that because I know I have the potential to actually just destroy an entire wall and then I'll have a three-walled study.
Well, I think you should give it a whirl. I think you should.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
I quite like the idea of a nan cave.
You may as well if you want one at your time. Yeah. If you've got 700 quid to spend on a boiler part, you've got a bit of money to spend on
I had to buy the boiler part, didn't I? Because I can't shower. Because I've got no hot water because of this bloody thing. The valve's gone. It was a 324 error code that got up, which means your gas valve's gone. Google that.
Do you know? Thank God that happened now, because last December, I get up in the night. I thought, oh, it's a bit cold. I'm going to put the on because I was on a fixed tariff, not like everyone else. I need to make notes of the talk. I've got too much to say today. Right, and I just go to flip, and it just goes like this.
Oh, wow.
But it was the panel. Do you know the panel that you
Oh, yeah.
do things on? So that had gone. And luckily, this is the one good thing about being like northern working class. Everyone works in building shit. Do you know, like an actual trade? So everyone knows someone that come out. So I'm ringing proper plumbers. They're like, can't do it for 3 weeks. Very busy time. Then ring my brother-in-law, Stuart. He knows someone that can come the next day. But that night I sat, hat, T-shirt, jumpers, cups of tea. Just crying I was. I went out to get warm. That's how cold it was. I went out to get warm. Anyway, fixed it the next day. Did a good job. Wasn't that dear. It was about 150 quid. Then I find out yesterday, me Auntie Anne has never had a fixed tariff on energy. She just has variable. Moved into an house, just kept whatever, never changed, just kept whatever was in the house.
Oh, wow. She's paying a fortune. Yeah.
Yeah, forever. I mean, right now we're forced to be on a variable and everyone's kicking off about it. No, Auntie Anne, that's just how she lives.
That's just how she does it. I don't know. I don't know who supplies our energy. It's not my department. So anyway, I haven't been able to shower because the part hasn't been fixed yet. So I had to go swimming yesterday so I could have a shower at the thing, at the swimming pool. I know, it cost me a fortune.
I hate when you have to live like that.
Oh, I know. I know.
Well, when I was in Brighton last and they put me up in that shitty hotel, I'm not afraid to call them out on it. I'm in a shit hotel. And I paid to go boxing.
Yeah.
To just have a shower.
Yeah, I know. It's amazing the things you do just to have
This is the country we live in. Don't start me, humble listener.
Well, I'm going to step on that little line there and say, is it the country we live in? Because the show we are going to be talking about today, my friends, is a place in the sun. Because I just, for a start, I just want a bit of sun. And I am addicted to this show, absolutely addicted to it. I think they've made about 18 million episodes. So it seems to be always on television. It's all, if you go down your channels, keep going deep dive down into your channels, you'll always find a place in the sun. And I bloody love that show because I love the idea of just buggering off somewhere forever.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you could buy anywhere, I'm always, it always makes me laugh as well, because sometimes their budgets aren't enormous. You know, I know, disrespect, everybody's financial situation is different. And, you know, they've worked hard to get to the position they're in. But if you turn up in Lanzarote with 15 grand to spend, you know, don't look disappointed when they show you a shed.
they also do that thing. First of all, I think a place in the sun is proper retiree territory.
Oh, yeah.
My mum and dad bloody love it. And my dad sits there, right, if you're watching, I've put my glasses on. This time my dad sits there, wears his glasses because he doesn't need them.
Yeah.
So they're on the end of his nose, but his head tilts back, right? And he goes, they're not even going to buy it. They've just gone for a
no,
free holiday.
They never buy it. They so rarely buy it. Yeah. No. Yeah. They put it on.
And you are right. They're like, I've got 40 grand, but I want an upstairs, a downstairs. I want the new bathroom. I want a pool in the front, a pool in the back. It needs to hold about 8 of us because the family will come over.
I know, yeah. That's the whole, they always say that, don't they? The family will be coming over. How many bedrooms are you looking for? One, maybe two. If you could buy anywhere, where would you go? Is Sicily where you'd go now then? Is that where you would go? If you could buy abroad.
Well, I wouldn't be opposed to Sicily because when I work with a makeup artist, she lives in Sicily.
Oh.
And I said, Sicily. And she said, well, it's dead cheap. So you just fly back for about 70 quid. It's cheaper than a train. And she said their council tax is like 300 euros for the year and they have so much land. The property was only 70,000 euros.
Okay.
So Sicily might be on my list now. But I was thinking somewhere, you know, a bit fancy. Outskirts of Bordeaux. Maybe.
Oh, yes. You do love it. Outskirts of Bordeaux. You see, my dad
has... What about you? Well, I do speak French, so that would make sense.
Yeah, my dad lives in France. But I've never had any desire to live there, I'll be honest. None. I like to visit. I like the food. I like a supermarket. I love a French supermarket. Oh, I spent so many happy hours in Leclerc. Oh, just aisle upon aisle of stinking cheese. I'm so happy. And really cheap booze. You know, the sort of €3 a bottle of booze. You're like, yes, I could live here. Like
the way it was intended.
Yeah, just eating cheese and booze. I'd look like Gerald Depardieu within a week, I reckon. I'd look like Gerald Depardieu with tits. Actually, Gerald Depardieu looks like Gerald Depardieu with tits now, doesn't he? Anyway, so it wouldn't be France for me. I might go a Canary Island.
It's nice weather all year round, really, isn't it?
It is. Do you know, it is. I've been to Lanzarote a few times because you can go scuba diving there. It's actually got really good scuba diving in Lanzarote. It also has an underground water sculpture park that you can dive around, which I've done, which is, I mean, it's, you do it once, it doesn't really, yeah. I got attacked by a fish actually doing that. It was a particularly territorial trigger fish that didn't like that I was in its area, and it kept biting me. And in the end, I had to whack it on the head with my GoPro. Anyway, don't tell David Attenborough that. So maybe Lanzarote. Triggerfish are bastards. Everybody's worried about sharks in the sea. Like when you speak to people, they go, I don't like getting in the sea. I'm scared about sharks. And I'm not, I like sharks. I'm quite fond of sharks. But if I see a triggerfish, I absolutely shit myself. Because if you can get a Titan triggerfish, which is massive, it's about the size of a sort of large Staffordshire Bull Terrier, and they are so territorial, and if you go near their nests at any particular time, like a particular time when they're breeding, they will take a chunk out of you.
Then why do you want to do it?
Well, I mean, every pursuit has its dangers, doesn't it? You know, but so yes, Lanzarote.
I get doing it once on a pursuit, but then if you're like, this pursuit only has danger, surely that's awful.
No, it doesn't only have danger. There's good times too. Yeah, maybe Lanzarote or oh.
What is it like when you go scuba in under the ocean?
What do you mean? What do you mean? What's it like?
Do you see like empty trolleys and stuff, supermarket trolleys that teenagers have dumped?
No, I don't know where you're going scuba. I'm not scuba in the Manchester canals. No, you see very beautiful things. Very beautiful things. Yeah. Anyway,
does it make you just be like, we need to be nicer to the earth?
Oh, definitely, definitely. I'm all about being nicer to the earth. Where was I? I've lost my train of thought now, Stephen. Actually, mainland Spain. I'd live there. Maybe
and
in the north.
What would you get? Would you get like a nice caravan in Spain?
No.
A little appartement, a little villa.
I would like a little farmhouse. Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, if I was on the place
hold
in
on,
the
hold
sun.
Hold on. If you had a farmhouse, farmhouses need a lot of upkeep, and you've just told us you can't even put a bit of wood on your wall in case you lose a wall. How are you going to run farm?
Well, I wouldn't run a farm. Like, there'd be no, a non-working farm. I don't want to plough the land or tend animals, just live in a little farmhouse. And then I would imagine if I was there for long enough and I ingratiated myself on the local village folk, somebody'd pop round and do stuff for me. That's what happens, isn't it?
Then you're angry when that happens, aren't you? Because it costs £700 for parts and labour.
Not in Spain, it won't. Surely, that's the whole point of me moving there. And I won't need a boiler, will I?
Well, I was saying to someone the other day, anytime something shit happens in this country, we go, look at America, it's shit there too. And I'm always like, point to Italy, Germany and France, it works there.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't, they burn it.
Italy, yeah. Maybe I could join you in Sicily. We could share a moped.
Well, oh, I'd love that.
Would you?
I feel if I... Yeah, I would. You get on the back. Because I'm a control freak, I feel that if we were to do a Place in the Sun, I should go to a different country to you and we can just visit.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. Yeah, we can use each other as holiday destinations.
Yeah, it'd be cheaper and we're retired.
Ooh,
so we just
I tell
need
you where else
I
wouldn't
flights.
Mind. Portugal. Wouldn't mind Portugal. I'd go to Portugal. I'd definitely live in Portugal.
Where?
Algarve, but the quiet bit of the Algarve. I don't even know if that exists. Like outer Algarve.
Oh my
God,
the
suburbs of the
Algarve. Portugal.
Yes. Where did you think it was?
I thought it was Spain.
Oh no, Jesus Christ. You don't even know where you're going, mate.
It's no wonder they write angry articles about me and the Sun when I've done a quiz show and I don't know my geography.
Yeah, that's
it's no wonder.
Have you ever been to Portugal?
Porto and Lisbon.
Yes.
Yeah, Porto.
I've been to Lisbon, never been to Porto. I tell you why I'd move to Portugal. The custard tarts. It would a natter. Little natter tart.
They're not
they
called,
are.
Yes. Pastel de nata.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. I'd move because of those, because they are more addictive than fentanyl, I think.
Ooh.
That's saying something.
Apparently, in Porto, they have the best chocolate eclair in the world.
Really? How do you know?
I've tried it. It was €2. It says it on the internet, and then I tried it, and it was nice. And they've got this bookshop. I'm dead proud of me. I went to a bookshop. You had to queue to get in.
Right. Why were you in a bookshop in Porto?
Because it's like one of the most famous bookshops in the world.
Okay. Were they in English or were they in Portuguese?
Both. Me and Richard had our first fight on this holiday as well, because he likes to go on shit like graffiti tours, and I don't need to pay to go and see vandalism. Do you know what I mean? And I hated it. I was like, why can't we just sit and eat cheese and ham toasties? Why are we paying to look at vandals' work, if we can call it that? And then he made me go on a food tour, and I said, a food tour? Why can't... And they take you to all the empty places in the town. They don't take you to the nice places. They take you to where no one's going.
Oh, okay. It's always their cousin's shop, isn't it, or something?
Yeah. My face was like fucking thunder talking to these strangers, being like, oh. You don't even get to pick your meal. They go, you'll be trying this delicacy. I don't like delicacies.
No, okay. When I went to Lisbon, actually, that's all we did was eat. Like, we just went from one place to another. I had peri-peri chicken. Very good. Very good. Prego rolls, which, oh, my goodness, like a sweet bap shoved with steak. Hello. I had a prawn the size of a small cat. Just ate, and then natter. And, I love the Portuguese. They're very lovely people. They're very, very sweet, lovely people. The language is incredible. It's really odd. It's like it almost sounds Hungarian or something. It's really strange language, really difficult to learn, I would imagine. And they're quite adventurous, aren't they? They were quite an adventurous people, the Portuguese. They went all over the world. That's why they've got... I think we thank the Portuguese for the chili. I think they brought the chilies back from... India,
really?
I'm going to say. Yeah. That's why they're into peri-peri chicken, because of the chilli.
You're going to laugh at me. You're going to think I'm mad.
Go on.
So you know, like, I've got my degree in French.
Yes.
So I went to do, as part of my course, I had to do a year abroad in France, right? And while we were there, we had to take some classes. So, you know, I took like French literature and French cinema, and I also took Portuguese.
Did you?
Now, yeah, but the difficulty with that was I had to learn it from French, and I haven't fully grasped French yet. So I didn't have a fucking clue what was going on. All I learned was how to say, "My name is Stephen. Chamame Stephen. Chamame Stephen." That's all I got.
Oh.
Yeah. You're Chamame Zoe.
Abrigado. That's all I know how to say. And I've just done it with an Italian accent, so that's slightly offensive as well. It's not an easy language. Not an easy language. Anyway, so going back to our place in the sun, property-wise, what are you looking for?
Yeah.
What do you want?
I think for me, I would like a little cottage vibe.
Yes. It's so similar to me with my farmhouse.
I'd like a little bit of land just to like sit and have a glass of rosé, don the terrace.
Mm.
And I would love a pool for when the kids come to stay.
Would you? You see, that was my next question. Would you want a pool? I'm going to say no to the pool.
Yeah, I would.
No,
why
I don't want a pool.
Say no?
Faff. It's faffy. It's faff.
Yes, you do. I think that's... What? But you pay someone else to do it. You're not draining it.
Would you have a... Would you use a communal pool?
No, I think I'd have to... Not if I lived there.
Okay.
If I lived there.
You'd have to have your own pool.
Yeah, well, you won't even have a pool, so you wouldn't have a
communal. No, you see, my dad's got a pool. My dad's got a pool in France. And it takes quite a lot of looking after. You've got to get all the chemicals right, otherwise you can dissolve yourself. And I just, knowing me, I wouldn't trust myself to get it right.
What do you mean you dissolve yourself?
Well, you know, you've got to get the chemicals right. Otherwise, you know, if you've ever been in an over-chlorinated pool, what that's like. Do you remember when we were kids? Well, when I was a kid, like when you went to like municipal pools, there was always so much chlorine in them that actually your eyeballs nearly melted out of your head. Didn't you never have that? Yeah. Yeah, and the man walking around with a net to scoop up the odd turd that some kid had popped out of its trunks. That happened several times when I was a kid swimming. It was horrible. Absolutely horrible. People worry about sewage in the sea. Now I'm like, never mind that. We had turds popping around in our local pool when I was a kid. Yeah. Yeah.
Do you know, I was saying to my friend actually about that last night. I said, I think the problem is nowadays we have too much access to knowing everything. Back in the 90s, shit was exactly the same, except we just didn't hear about it. So we just got covered in all this sewage.
I know. But tragically, now in this country, we've got some of the worst sewage situations in our seas in Europe, you know. And it's awful. Yeah, it is. It's awful. So I may have to get if I stay here, I might have to get a pool. I might have to get my own pool. Plunge pool. Yeah. Little plunge pool.
Oh, yeah, you can't go into that sea anymore.
No, it's a bit sad, really.
What these big companies are dumping into them, don't start
awful.
Me.
Absolutely
Do not
awful.
Start me.
Because I used to regularly go into the sea here. I was always bobbing about, and I haven't been in at all this year because we've had lots of rain, and then when it rains, the sewage outlets overflow and it goes into the sea, which is absolutely disgusting. But then again, you think, I'm a little bit fascinated by sewage. Not sewage, but sewer systems. Do you know who invented the London sewer system or engineered it?
Simon Sewage.
No. Joseph Bazalgette. You see, people don't know. People don't appreciate him at all. Isambard Kingdom Brunel gets all of the credits for Victorian engineering, and it was Joseph Bazalgette who engineered the London sewer system, and he was so forward-thinking, he built the tunnels big enough because he knew the population would increase to cater for more effluent in the future. Effluent, is that the right word? Effluence in the future. He's a very clever man, and every time I have a poo, I think of him. Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
Do you know, you forget things like sewers just weren't always there, didn't you?
Yeah, they weren't always there. They weren't always there. He created them in order to...
You do forget.
Yeah, yeah. It just used to run into the river. That was it. The Great Stink of 1858 or something like that, I think it was. I can't remember. I wasn't there, but, you know.
God almighty. Oh. I can't wait to see how they talk about COVID looking back. Do you know, there'll be someone doing a podcast in about, 100 years, being like, oh, the way they handled that COVID.
Except there won't be somebody doing a podcast in 100 years because it'll all be AI by then, Stephen. We're about 3 years off being completely utterly redundant.
No one will exist.
This will just be... Somebody will sample this. Well, not this. Like a really good podcast. and they will just... And they will just generate more podcasts out of the bits of sample that we give them. That's it. I met an actress recently who was doing she had a part in the new Marvel Deadpool 3, and she said that when you sign on to do a Marvel film now, they take a complete body scan and they own your image rights. That's it. They can drop you in and out of. They can drop you. Computer-wise, in and out of scenes. Isn't that...
That is fucked up.
It's totally fucked up. That's why everybody's on strike in the States and across here in the film industry. Yeah, it's completely fucked up. Yeah. So, on the positive side of that, because you've always got to try the flip side.
Don't we know, and I don't mean... Don't we know how people with money don't half know how to fuck shit up?
Yeah.
They know how to ruin a good thing. You've got these trained actors, everyone wants to come and do a job, and they're like, well, how do we make more of a profit from it?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we make us completely redundant.
Right, let's do something positive. Should we talk husband of the week?
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Let's do it. Have you got one?
Yes.
Go on then. Hit me
just
with your husband of the week. There it is.
Husband of the week.
Right. My husband's. I've got a thruple this week. I'm doing a thruple.
Kinky.
So my husbands of the week, last night I went for dinner with my friends Dan and Steve, who run the local theatre that I saved over the pandemic. And you know, we just went somewhere so low key, so low maintenance, and it was beautiful views, and it was just where I grew up, and it's trashy as shit. But I just had the nicest time. And then what happened? It was just like good chat. There was no nonsense. All the doom and gloom in the world went there for an hour or so. And then also we found the gay unicorn, babe. We found the gay unicorn. We found three of them. One each.
What?
Gay chavs.
It's Did you call it a gay unicorn?
Yeah, it's a gay unicorn. It's a gay chav.
Is that what that is? Can you say gay chav? I don't. Can we say gay chav? I can't say gay. I've just said it. I've said it.
Well, you can say chav and you can say gay.
Oh, no. Why? No, I don't think we can.
You can say chav.
No, I don't think we can.
Why not?
Isn't it's derogatory?
I don't think it is.
Okay, but that's a gay unicorn.
Oh, it is. Do you know? Yeah, because they're a bit like.
Oh, okay.
Don't have to describe it, but they're like, you know, grey tracksuit bottoms, and you can see things swinging around in the wind, and just
what they're unicorn horns.
They'll love you and they'll fight you.
Oh.
Yeah.
And is that appealing?
Yeah, it's what all the gays want, no?
Oh, okay, fair enough. No, I am out of touch. Okay. And you said low maintenance and low key. Where were you? What was it? Kebab?
I was just at this... No. It was just like a pub grub. Do you have that in the south? Pub grub.
We have gastro pubs, yes.
Just that. Oh my God, almighty Jesus Christ. How the other half live with their dens.
Triple cooked chips
cakes
at the gastro pub. Yeah.
Oh, ours were reheated. That's what we call it, reheated.
Oven chips. Okay, fair enough. What did you have to eat?
Yeah.
What did you have?
I had, oh my God, I had Cajun chicken burger and chips.
That is pub grub, isn't it? Yeah.
Reheated, not triple chopped. I love that about posh people. You call them triple cooked, so it makes it sound dead posh. And we're just like, they're left over from yesterday, so we just pop them in the microwave on for a minute.
Eat them up. So your husbands are, give me their names again.
Dan and Stee.
Dan and Stee, husbands of the week. Oh, do you want to know mine?
Who are yours?
Well, no, I haven't gone for a truple because, I'm more traditional. Mine is Boilerman Paul. Boilerman Paul, who came around yesterday to have a look at my...
Boilerman.
I know, yeah. I mean, I'll be seeing him again later. He's coming around later this afternoon to fit the exceptionally expensive part. I know he's going to get it out of the box. I'll be like, that's 700 quid.
I'm not sure he is my... I don't know if I could have an husband that charged me 700 quid.
To be fair, he doesn't make the price of the parts. His labour costs were very reasonable. So, I don't have a beef with Paul. But it does mean that I can have a shower later today. So everybody in the Brighton and Hove area will be much relieved with that. Much relieved. Because I can't go to the pool
again.
Did
you try and barter him down? Like, all right, I'll do it 300 and a gobble.
No. Oh, God, Stephen. No. No, a cup of tea and a biscuit is all I offer. That's it.
Funny.
On that note,
I love that you're acting all demure today.
Well, I don't act all demure just today. I am, I can't say it, demure?
Yes,
I
just say Demi
right.
Moore quick.
Demi Moore.
Yeah, Demi Moore fast. Yeah.
Demi Moore.
There you go.
There you go. That's me. Right. Well, on that note, I'm off to buy a small farmhouse without land or animals in either Portugal or northern Spain. I'm not fast. Without a pool, because I don't want anybody else's turds popping around in my dipping area, and I'm just going to live a happy life surrounded by custard tarts and prawns.
Good for you.
Yeah,
I'm probably just going to stay where I am but live the dream like everyone else.
Do you reckon? All right, I'll leave you
to
it.
I'm just going to do like what everyone else does and watch Ron and Sue on a Place in the Sun and be like, they're doing it wrong. If it was me.
I'd have to get myself a maxi dress as well, wouldn't I? Because they're very popular on the Place in the Sun. You need a maxi dress.
Oh, I'd love to see you in a maxi dress.
Just tentatively
from
held
Sainsbury's
up.
Sainsbury's too.
Yeah, just slow, gently sliding down the front of my breasts. How do they stay up, those maxi dresses? I've never understood. You need a substantial.
Some have straps.
But they're the ones that just sort of cling to your tits. Anyway, I'll wear one for next week for you. Yeah. It'll up
I
the
love that,
the
please
spence.
Do. Right, so until next time, give us a like, give us a follow, give us a review, follow us on Instagram at Stephen Comedy, at Zoe Lyons Comedy. See you next week.
See you next week.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Made by darkhorsedigital.co.uk. Shooting, live streaming, and podcast production.